have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, Hello, and good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening. It is Thursday, and we are thankful. Praise his name. God is good, and God is good all of the time. Hey, guys, you have reached the Women Winning Podcast, the Loretta Petit Show, to be exact, and I am your host, Loretta Petit. How are you? I pray that everybody is doing well. And I hope that you had a great day today as we get ready to springboard ourselves into our fabulous Friday, satisfying Saturday, and sanctifying Sunday. Looking forward to having a great weekend. Amen. I hope that you are too. Let us have a word of prayer. Father, we come to thank you today, God, for your goodness and kindness, for every memory of how you have shown up strong for us when we needed you the most, and for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us in our families, oh God, and Lord, in our medical situations, in our financial situations, oh God, and our mental and emotional situations, God, we just want to thank you for being our God. We thank you, Lord, that we at some point came across the truth to know that you are the true and the living God. We want to thank you for everyone who prayed for us, oh God, that we might surrender our lives to you. God, we're just grateful to be Christians, our names written in the book of life. For that, we say thank you, God, over and over and over again. Thank you, God. It's in the name of Jesus we pray for everyone listening that they will receive a special blessing, oh God, that they can walk in peace, oh God, among the brethren and the sisterin. And God, we pray a special blessing, oh God, that we get some insight as to how we should move and the things that we should say, the things we should do, that you would help us, oh God, to walk into our next level, oh God, victorious. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Thank you for my awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim. Thank you for the Elation family and even the team that goes forth every week on Friday, oh God, from ashes to beauty. God, we thank you tonight. In the name of Jesus we pray your blessings and give thanksgiving. Hallelujah, and thank God. Well, all righty. Well, it's happening again. COVID cases rising in the United States of America. Yeah, it's happening again, guys. And it is a serious, serious thing. And I'm out among the people myself. So I'm always trying to be mindful of covering up, making sure that I protect myself and others. It's happening again, that rise. But just before we get to that, I have a few do you knows. Do you know, it's a little older book, but it's about the facts, interesting facts. And you know how sometimes we have random knowledge is like, okay, it's really not that good for anything, but it's good just to know. You never know. You might go on a game show and you may need to know this stuff, right? Okay, so I was checking this out. More Nobel Peace Prizes have been awarded to institutions than they have been awarded to women. So I know that we've got smarts, we've got motivation, we can do some amazing things, and we can lift up our numbers in that area. Not that you do things for prizes, but it's just good to go down in history for those who come after us to know that we've done some remarkable work and that it was attributed to us, and that they could know through seeing that kind of thing that they too can do amazing, amazing things. That's why it's good to have it in writing, to pass it down, you know, from generation to generation. And as it relates to what we're doing in the artistic world, I saw a wonderful quote the other day. And let's see, can I remember it the way it was said? Something to the effect of enjoying the eyes. Art is the enjoyment of the eye. Music is enjoyment of space, or something like that. The point is, the creatives, you know, you catch a big part of our soul. You catch a big part of our lives, whether it's still art or whether it's musical art. You know, we love that kind of thing. But, of course, this is about women. I want you to note that according to this writing of the interesting facts, a best-selling New York Times writing. Only 5% of art currently on display in American museums is by women. Now, that number is way, way, way too small. Hopefully, in the few years gap between when this book was written and now, we have increased our numbers because women are very artistic as well. I'm one of those people. I'm artistic. I could draw and shade, do a little shading. I have not tried to be a great painter, but I have a painting I'm looking at that I did right now, and it looks pretty good. So we really should put our stuff out there so people can see. And, of course, again, charity's sake, write it down. Let other young women know coming up that they can be a part of the number, and it could be more than 5% of having our art on display in American museums, right? And the last note I'm going to give you on women before we get into talking about what's going on currently, the average woman spends 16 months of her life crying. Now, that's not bad to say we can live long lives, but at this point, the average woman spending 16 months of her life crying. So how many years is that? That's not even, let me see, we have 52 weeks. Wait, we have, oh, did I get myself in a hole and I can't get out? We have 52 weeks in a year, right? So when we talk about months, it's 12 months in a year. So that's 1 year and 4 months of our life crying. That's not bad. That's the average woman. So, of course, the over-average woman, she cries more than 16 months of her life. That's a lot of crying when you think about it, though, because when you talk about a month, that means crying for 30 days, 31 days, something like that. And to do that for 16 months, that's a lot of crying. But, you know, I said earlier, it seemed like a low number for how long we live. But when I think about it in terms of days, weeks, and then into that month, that's a lot of crying. Sometimes life hands us that kind of hand and we cry. And those who are under average, they cry a little less. Okay, so those are just some random notes, random facts about women. So let's look at some current events. Oh, by the way, today is National Devil's Food Cake Day. And I love devil's food. Love, 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 love it. And that's today. I haven't had a bite of a devil's food cake or muffin or anything today yet. you know, that's just the fun things we do. You don't have to do things on the day of observance. And the days of observance is just giving us things to do, right? That's all. Just giving us things to do. But I love devil's food, and so it's not a bad idea to get out and get me a bite or two of that. So back to the meat of today. Back to the meat of today, talking about COVID-19. And by the way, if you'd like to get in touch with me, give me some show ideas. If you have guests who might want to appear with me, women who are doing positive things and making impact, by all means, send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. So, again, USA Today is reporting it's happening again. COVID-19 cases are back on the rise, and they're citing three main reasons why, according to my AOL informational account. I'm out there now every week among the people, and sometimes people are coming near me, so I decided that I'm going to mask up. So I started to do that this week again, and I noticed that people that were also coming into where I was, they were masking up as well for the most part. There's still a whole host of people that aren't, but I'm just simply saying let's be proactive and just try and keep our germs to ourselves. And keep other people's germs out of our mouths because people do expectorate when they talk. And that's just a long word for the little short word spit. Okay, so let's try and keep our germs to ourselves because we may do that as well and keep their germs out, okay? Mask up. It may not stop a COVID strand from getting through your mask, which we hope it does. But if we could keep their expectorant out, then maybe we can keep COVID out, is all I'm saying. But there is a certain kind of mask of the NB, I don't know, is it 19 or something like that? I don't really know. But if we can get the proper mask, and maybe we can be even safer, but we can start where we are, is all I'm saying. So according to this report, the COVID-19 infections are on the rise, and they're driven by new and more infectious Omicron subvariants. Waning immunity from both vaccines and previous infections, and fewer people are masking up, says health officials. About a third of Americans now live in an area with medium or high COVID-19 rates, with reported cases up to 26% from last week. And that report came from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And on average, about 3,000 Americans are being hospitalized each day. Golly, guys. On average, about 3,000 Americans are being hospitalized per day, and 275 are actually dying. Wow, we've got a lot that we can do. And of course, vaccine, if you don't have any objections to it. But if you do, mask up, try and stay out of people's personal space, try and stay in places where there is proper ventilation, and things of that nature. Let's just be proactive. This is what we call an endemic phase. But the endemic phase is kicking up its heels, and we've got to, you know, be on our P's and Q's and pick up those masks again and do what we need to do. So there are lots of incidences in certain areas of our nation and less in others, and I'm looking at a map and none in yet others. So when we look at the areas where the 13 colonies were, I'm not really great at geography. I probably told you guys that before. Not a fact I'm proud of, but, you know, I'm trans. And I'm working on getting better. So in the area where the 13 colonies were, that is the area where they seem to have more pronounced cases. That's in your Maryland area, your Virginia area, you know, the 13 colonies in that area. Yeah, so many of those areas, they're lit up with the virus, reported cases, because you can have areas where it's just not being reported properly, but that's one of the areas. There is another area, and because I'm not great with geography, I can't tell you what those areas are, but I can tell you they're at the top of the map, not very far from the 13 colonies. I know that's my laughing right now. And hopefully you guys are praying for me. God, give that girl some understanding about this nation. And so when you look at, I'm looking at an area where they don't have any cases whatsoever. And I think that's a state right near California. But again, I really should know what that state is. Let me see. If I click it, will it tell me? Probably like an Arizona or something. I do know that that's near there. So could be Arizona. And then there's another little area, maybe Washington up there. So, yeah, but when you come down like where I am in the south, we have one little tiny dot. That means we don't have a lot. Do we have a dot at all? Yeah, I think one little tiny dot. And we don't really have a lot of incidences here. Praise God. I hope it stays that way. But we all still have to be on our P's and Q's and do what we can do, right? Right. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. We're talking about, always talking about women winning at life, because it's important that we know how we should handle things, how we should conduct ourselves, how to get action focused. And it's about a positive voice. About positive vibes, right? And we always want to try and have our best foot forward. So let's go back to this article. It says, instead, they have some findings. Let's go back a little further. It says because Omicron is so infective, we're really hoping that it would help bring us closer to herd immunity if everyone would just do their part, right? The findings showed people infected with Omicron only get protection against infections, not infections from other strands of the virus. So they only try and get protection against the infections from Omicron subvariants, not infections from other strands of the virus. So the people that are infected with Omicron, they only get protection against infections from Omicron. They're not getting protection from infections that come from other strands. So far, there have been 5 main variants, the Alpha, the Beta, the Gamma, the Delta, and the Omicron. Now, many of us haven't heard of all of these different variants. We may have heard of a couple of them or maybe one of them, but did you know that there were 5 main variants? 5 main variants. Again, the Alpha, the Beta, the Gamma, the Delta, and the Omicron. So you might want to look into that to get a better understanding. And it's bad news, it says, for anyone who expects a recent case of COVID-19 to protect them against future cases. So that means something my son told me maybe about a year ago, that there may be like 10 different shots that people have to have. I think so far it's up to 2. And then there is talks about more because you can't expect the current protection to be the same in future infections. It can't be the same type of strength for future infections is what it's saying. So keep your ears open, keep your eyes open. It appears that there may be some more vaccines or boosters, as they say. I've been watching some PSAs on television about, you know, making sure that you get reboosted because after so long, it loses its strength. It loses its strength. They lose their strength of protection. So keep that in mind. How far are you willing to go? How many shots are you going to take? Are you going to do it every time, you know, they tell you to? Are you going to practice other kind of a safe lifestyle? And, you know, what are you going to do? These are things that we really need to be thinking about. Our new generation of COVID-19 vaccines are expected this fall or winter, said the White House doctor. And he and others are talking with Congress to ensure funding is available so everyone who wants them can have them. But he did say right now at this moment they don't have the resources to do that. And these are things we need to think about because this is our lives that we're talking about. Everybody's different, and we don't want to twist anybody's arm, make anybody feel bad if they choose not to take it. They understand, you know, the consequences, just like people who take the shots and the boosters understand the consequences. It's not 100% foolproof. There are people that, of course, without the shots and the boosters that have become ill have passed away, and vice versa. People that have the vaccine and the boosters have gotten sick and passed away. So we want to keep all of that in mind and know where we stand and what our plans are, how we will go forward with all of the things breaking forth. Take our vitamins. Let's do that. Let's help our bodies. Let's take our vitamins and our nutrients. Let's strengthen our immune systems. Let's do what we have to do. Let's do a lot of praying and hearing from God and doing what Holy Spirit tells us we need to do. Because God yet speaks from eternity, and he shows us the path we are to take if we are open to his voice. And so having said all of that, just want to say to you, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace, I want to acknowledge all of you. You work your fingers to the bone. You do all you can for your family. And sometimes your family don't show you the kind of love back. Just stay encouraged and stay prayerful, because God knows how to work on them to open their eyes, wake them up, and make them see what a blessing that you are. And if you are removed, how they would miss out on so much, because you do so much. But just pray for your loved ones, keep them lifted high, and trust God. You keep on winning. Your winning attitude, your winning mindset, your winning activities. You keep on doing what you're doing, because you are being a blessing, no doubt, first to your family, and I'm sure to your community. The other thing I want to say is find your voice, sister, find your voice. You have a voice, so speak out against things that are not right, that are unfair. Help those who really can't seem to speak out for themselves when you have been strengthened. You know, we have to speak out against injustices. The things that's in the news right now, and I'm not going to really talk about it because it's a very controversial situation, and I want to keep all my friends and all my cohorts, and I don't want anybody to feel any kind of way. But every woman has got to make a decision for herself. We're talking about the Roe versus Wade resurgence. That situation is blowing up now about controlling the woman's decision, or the woman controlling her own decision, whatever the case is. But whatever stand you take, make sure you're making a reasonable stand and you're standing there for what would seem like a logical reason, and you can explain it to anyone who would ask you. Not that you have to, but that you could, and that you're feeling good about that decision. There are a lot of things that we can speak out on. I think we've been silent. And as young women, sometimes we're silent because we don't know enough, or we feel insecure about what we know, so we don't speak out against things. But there's a lot of injustices. Women still make less than men. Black women still make less than white women. These are causes. We need to understand that women many times, not just in the workplace, but just in society, period, sometimes we get a hard road to take because of the color of our skin, our race, and what have you. And that brings me to my next point, race relations. That's another big issue in the news right now. It was brought to my attention. Then I watched the news story. I'm like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding. There is a thought going around that black people or people of color are multiplying and could be taking over. So Caucasians are out to stop that process. Now, so this is a news story. I'm not making this up, because I don't, you know, I'm not against any race. You know, I'm against the matters of the heart. If your heart is dark, if your heart's not right, I don't care what color your skin is. Yeah, I will fight against you, and I'll spiritually fight against you, because, you know, hatred won't take us to where we need to be, and hatred should not be an acceptable thing for anyone. But, yeah, I understand that the young man that killed all those people in the store, there are other people who think like him, in that, you know, we have to build a white race up, because people of color will soon take over and eradicate them. What kind of foolishness is that? That's straight from the pits of hell, and we've got to stop hatred at all costs. And many times it's about our prayer. It's about our supplication to God. It's about action. We've got to get out there, and we've got to teach the younger minds that's formidable about love. We've got to keep the message of Jesus Christ high. We've got to let people know about all these other things they're believing in. You know, all that stuff, all that's birthing is foolishness and emptiness into the earth realm, and that's causing people to believe every wind and every doctrine, which the Bible warns us against. So let's be about that love. Let's love God. Let's love people. And let's not just let our shades down because it's not our problem today, because it could be our problem tomorrow. If we see an injustice, if we see something, say something. And be about the business of fighting. We've got to know that we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. Soldiers fight. So let's remember to fight. We fight through prayer, and we fight by action. I don't mean with guns and with knives, but we have a way that we can influence a community. We can influence people. We can tell them about the goodness of God, and we can let them know that just as light eradicates darkness, love can eradicate hate. That's our message, and I've got to go. I've enjoyed sharing with you today. Thank you. Let's do it again on next Thursday. Remember to reach out to me if you've got a show idea, if you've got a guest who'd like to be a part. You can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Have a beautiful rest of the day. It is Devil Food Cake Day. I said it wrong. Devil's Food Cake Day. Enjoy your day. This has been Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Thank you, Kimmy Kim. I'm Loretta Petit. Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.
True life.